Welcome to this week's sermon from Heights Worship Center. We believe God has something for you today. We hope this message encourages and inspires you.
I'm just going to read you the opening scripture, and I'll preach this next week, maybe if the Holy Spirit wants me to. One of the key verses that God has given this body for a couple of years that has really formed the vision of God, that has really impacted me as a leader, it's a verse that the Holy Spirit continues to bring to me over and over again. This is the foundation, the blueprint for building strong. Our theme for 2026 is build strong. And this is what it says in 1 Chronicles 28. And Solomon, my son, I want you to put your name in there. And Dawn, my daughter. Heights Worship Center, my people, learn to know the God of your ancestors intimately.
Yes. Yes.
That's what this house is about. Amen. Jesus first, Jesus only, Jesus glorified.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Holy Spirit gets to dictate what happens on Sunday mornings.
Right.
We come with a plan, we have a program, but it's surrender to the Lordship of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I felt like the word that Mike released wasn't just for the Sotos or for Nestor and Sophia, but for the church. I know,
yes,
the plans,
amen,
that I have for you,
amen,
declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. When you build strong, you better build according to the plans. And the thing I've learned about the Lord is his plans are never my plans. His ways are not my ways. His thoughts are not my thoughts. You might think this is what it should look like, but God is the one who has the plans, and they're good plans. So if you choose this to be your home church, know that God is the master builder. He's the blueprint maker.
Amen.
We're just doing our best, flawed at sometimes, but we're just doing our best to build according to the blueprint of God. It's not about a church. It's not about popularity. It's not about influence. It's not about these four walls. It's not about Sunday morning. It's about the people. I don't want to build a strong church. I want to build people.
Amen.
The Lord wants to build strong people.
Amen.
It's not about Heights Worship Center, the name. It is about the body of Christ. It is about you and your family. It's about your marriages. Annie began to prophesy it when she opened the service today. That as we build our lives on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 7, then what does it say? She said, we're going to build. Ah, Annie, I wish I could remember word for word. You have to watch it on live stream.
Yes.
But she talked about strong families and strong marriages, strong kids.
Amen.
See, God doesn't care about a lot of the same things we care about. He's interested in people. And we want to build strong people, strong families, strong marriages. I want our young kids to grow up with a sense of purpose and destiny. Nation changers. Heights Worship Center, my people, learn to know the God of your ancestors intimately. Intimately. Not casually. Listen to me, my friends. You will get left behind if you want to just have a casual relationship with Jesus. You're allowed to come and join and be a part, but you will get left behind because now is the season to move forward. We've been strategically building and laying a foundation in this church, and now the Lord has given us this word to build. And I don't want anyone to be left behind. So what is the first key? Know God intimately. That's why we're starting this year with 21 days of prayer and fasting. I'm not going to lie. I was in Arizona and I said, Lord, I don't want to fast. I don't like fasting. He said, you shouldn't. That's why it's fasting. But I woke up today with a sense of excitement. And I don't know about you, but God's already exceeded my expectations for this morning.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I don't know about you. You probably came saying, we're just going to have the same old church today. I'll just go and do my thing. Well, now you didn't know that God was going to interrupt us.
Come on.
And do
Woo.
His thing.
Yes.
Aren't you glad you came today?
Yeah.
Know God intimately. Worship and serve him with your whole heart and a willing mind. Undivided
Amen.
Devotion. Part of what fasting does is it helps us remove the other things we put before God. The other lovers. The things we flirt with. The things that take from our relationship with God. I'm praying these 21 days that you and I would grow in wholehearted worship unto God. That God would clean up some of the junk out of our lives. I'm telling you that today, that this 21 days is going to be a purging. There is a breaker anointing if you will do the fast. Now I need you to hear what that means. That means that if you are willing to obey God and join this fast for 21 days, He will break off some of the things that haven't yet been broken off.
Amen.
I like not having to hold a mic. This is fun. He is going to break some of you free for the first time in these 21 days. Some of you need to grab that and say, that's for me. I'm going to come out of this 21 day different. Maybe it's in your marriage. Oh, there's a breaker anointing that will be released as you obey God in these 21 days. Worship and serve Him with your whole heart and a willing mind. That means you got to make the choice to do it. Willingly. Do you know how you have a willing attitude? Gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
I preached on it a couple months ago, or a month ago. Boy, time goes by fast. About the power, the gift of thanksgiving. Having a grateful heart empowers willingness. It keeps our attitude in check. I want you every day of these 21 days, when you spend, see, the point of fasting is not just, don't just fast lunch and then work through your lunch. If you fast lunch, spend time with Jesus. If you fast social media, don't fill that time by, streaming Netflix. When you grab your phone to get on social media, because we're autopilot, it's going to happen. Oh, let me open the Bible app. Let me put it down and read the word. When you feel so hungry, oh, I wish I could have some food. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from God. If you just fast for the sake of fasting and you don't spend more time with God, you've missed the point. It's religion. I'm not calling a fast for religion. I'm calling fast for relationship. Worship and serve Him with your whole heart and a willing mind, for the Lord sees every heart and knows every plan and thought. If you seek Him, you will find Him. Come on, I want you to tell your neighbor, if you seek Him, you will find Him. He doesn't hide Himself from you and me. If you seek Him these 21 days, you will find Him. If you forsake Him, He will reject you forever. So take this seriously. Here's 2026. The Lord has chosen you to build a temple as His sanctuary. There are two kinds of temples. The individual temple. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you? So honor God with your body. Build a strong relationship with God. Build strong. Build a strong relationship with God. If you have a strong relationship with God, you will have a better marriage. You will have a better attitude. If you build a strong relationship with God, you'll be a better parent. You'll become a better friend. Sometimes we look for self-help and we make all these resolutions. All you need is more of Jesus. And then the corporate temple. We are living stones built as the temple of God, His dwelling place. This is His house. I've said it before and I'm going to repeat it right now. I do not want to be a church, a gathering of people where God occasionally visits. I want this to be the inhabitation of His presence.
Hallelujah.
You and I aren't coming to church. We're coming together in His presence. This is His house, His temple. He's the boss. He makes the rules.
Amen.
And if you're uncomfortable, that's okay, because sometimes God does things that make us uncomfortable. I mean, ask Mary. She was a virgin. So take this seriously. I ask you to take the next 21 days seriously. B, Be intentional, because the Lord has chosen you to build His temple. Your individual relationship with God, your dwelling place, your relationship with God, but also the house that God has called you to, this house, Heights Worship Center. And we're going to talk about what this means more and more. But here's the final words of David to his son in 1 Chronicles 28. Be strong and do the work. Be strong and do the work. Our word for 2026 is to build strong. To build strong.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit us in person or online at hwcim.org.